Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host, and I'm joined by Kathy Schmidt.
Hello, everyone.
As you can tell, we are not in our regular studio. We're actually in the owner's suite on the Oasis of the Seas on Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. This is Kevin in my stateroom, and as you can tell, I'm not with Kevin Close. I'm with Kathy Schmidt. Kathy is one of my good friends. Happens to be traveling with me on this cruise, us and some other folks. And the reason why Kathy's here is because Kathy went to see the shows on the cruise. And if you watch any of the Dreams Unlimited travel shows or the Diz Unplugged, you know that Kevin and I are not show people. We do not go to the shows. It is not our thing. But I thought it was nice that Kathy went and she can give her honest appraisal of the shows on Royal Caribbean. Kathy's actually traveled on quite a few ships, so maybe a little bit of a comparison between other cruise lines, entertainment-wise, and also, you know, is it even worth your time to go to these shows?
Yes, I think I've counted. I've been on about 26 cruises now on multiple lines.
Yep, so quite a resume, so we can count on Kathy's opinion. So we're going to start. Kathy saw the big one, and the big one on this ship is Cats.
It was a big one.
It was a big one. And this is their, quote-unquote, Broadway-style show. Other ships have Hairspray and Chicago. This one happens to have Cats. So tell us about Cats. And while you do that, I'm going to fix my nails and snore. But go ahead.
Okay. First, I am not a Broadway expert by any means. I have not ever seen Cats in person before. I've seen videos of Cats, never read the story of Cats. I went in expecting a normal cruise ship type experience, and I was blown away by the quality of the cast and the sets and the production.
Wow.
The story is not my real cup of tea. I'm not real sure what all the Cats were about and what they were doing.
Cats is dumb. There is no story.
It's kind of a wild story. There are a lot of cats, and I only figured out who a few of the characters were through the show, but the casting was incredible. The talent on stage, the athleticism of the cats, the vocals. There were a few really standout performances. Old Deuteronomy, the big old cat, was played by, I'm assuming, a guy who's got lots of stage experience. He had a beautiful, strong baritone. It was a very compelling character. There's another cat, Rum Tug Tugger, who's like the young rock and roll sexy cat. He was, whoever that kid was, he had charisma in spades. He owned the stage when he was up there. Just watching the set, it looked like all the photos I've seen of the Broadway production, of the London production, it was top notch.
Wow. And they do that weird thing where they come into the audience and interact with the audience.
They did. A couple of the cats start on stage, and most of the rest of the cats come down the various aisles and kind of tease different people in the audience. The audience reacted as you would expect, with giggles and surprise.
Did it look like people were enjoying themselves? Were people having a good time with the show?
One thing that was really remarkable, this was a long show. It was the full production.
Yeah, they tout that as a full Broadway production.
With an intermission in the middle. And the end of the first half gets a little bit slow, I think. I was starting to lose interest a little bit. When they went to intermission and came back, I would say more than half of the theater was gone.
Wow.
Did not return. Seats were filled at the beginning of the show, and less than half the seats were filled when intermission
returned. There's a couple of things. I mean, I'm joking around, but Cats is not something I'm interested in. I know a lot of people love it, but it's not, you know, it's not that type of show for me. But also, this is a lot of time on a cruise ship to devote to one show.
It is.
You know, there's a lot to do on a cruise, so I don't know how long it was, but to have an intermission, it seems like people are probably saying, listen, let's go, you know, do something else. Let's get something else in, so.
And with the story being something that's not real obvious, with a storyline that you can really get into and enjoy, unless you know what the story is, I think they probably lost a lot of people with that.
But you thought the production was good? You thought the actors were good? The singers were good?
The quality of it, it could have been a Broadway touring company.
That's impressive.
Top notch. And I was sitting behind the soundboard, So I was able to watch how all that worked, and it was a techno geek's dream. It was incredible.
I'm under the understanding that what Royal Caribbean has done is they're priding themselves on these Broadway style or Broadway production shows. Again, Hairspray Chicago. So they're getting in the best talent they can to make these shows as good as they can. Otherwise, it's kind of a fail for them if they had something that they're saying, come and see these shows, and they're not good. So it's good to know that they've fulfilled that promise.
I think they did. It was a large cast. It was, there were probably 24, 25 characters on stage, and every one of those actors looked like they belonged in the costume doing the role they were doing.
Awesome. Well, in addition to cats, you saw one of the sort of variety acts, right? Or a singer?
I did. There was a singer. The headliner on this cruise was Tony Tillman. He is a guy from Vegas. He was in a show out there about the Rat Pack. I think it was called The Rat Pack is Back, and he played Sammy Davis Jr. He talked about that some, but he was absolutely a showman in the spirit of Sammy Davis Jr., Ben Vereen, the singer, dancer, do everything kind of guys. Very personable, very lots of fun patter with the audience. He flirted with me a little bit from the stage.
There you go. That's why she liked it. Did he do that era music? Did he do Rat Pack music, or did he do other styles?
He did everything. He started with music from the 40s and 50s. He did quite a lot of Rat Pack stuff, and he brought it up through the 70s, did some Commodores kind of stuff, and he got everybody on their feet doing Bruno Mars.
Wow.
And we were jamming.
Were you?
We were.
Awesome.
But he was able to entertain the audience fully no matter what genre he was doing.
Cool. Well, that sounds good. I mean, you know, usually these acts come on and they're kind of, you know.
It was a fun night. He was backed by the live orchestra that is the house band here on board. And I think there were probably eight or ten members. So you had a couple of saxophones and brass and guitarists. Mm-hmm. And it was a top-notch music show.
Good. Good. Sounds like you enjoyed it.
It was a fun night.
Good. What else did you see?
I went and saw the Aqua Show in the Aqua Theater, because on the ship, it's unique. You got to do that.
The Aqua Theater is a giant, as you might imagine, theater, the back of the ship, usually reserved for diving shows. There's a water platform, and there's a great deal of water stuff that goes on there. They also use it for other stuff. They show movies out there during the day. There's also, you know, they do a belly flop contest. It's a well-used space, but it's huge.
You might be able to make that this afternoon.
I might be able to
make
a belly flop contest? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we might have to stop recording in case I do the belly flop. So, but this is a show specifically for this ship with the Aqua Theater. What was the premise of the show?
I'm not real sure. The name of the show was Oasis of Dreams, and there was a dreamlike quality, and there were a lot of umbrellas.
As you do.
I kind of felt like I do at Cirque du Soleil shows, where there's sort of a story, but you're not real sure what it is. But you know that there are characters that tend to be consistent throughout the show.
And this is all around diving. So they're diving and they're splashing and they're doing stuff in the water.
There were a lot of divers, and at the beginning of the show on the screens, they're showing the bios of the different performers, and you have a lot who have been in different Olympics. You have people from all over the world, lots of Europeans and Mexicans and all over the United States.
People from the Slavic countries, you see Romania and things like that. Represented quite a bit.
You did. And in addition to diving talent, there were some world-class gymnasts. And I think a couple of the girls that were the top gymnasts in the show seemed to be the Romanian girls.
And probably Olympic, you know, teams and stuff like that.
Yes.
So what kind of stuff did they do? Did they just get up on platforms and dive, or did they do...
Yeah, they just jumped in the water and that was it.
Oh, wow. No. That's boring.
No, There's music. It comes out with a girl in an umbrella sailing around, and then you see bubbles coming up from the water, and all of a sudden these other characters that might have been mermaids, I'm not real sure, kind of pop up and they dance a little bit. But there was a lot of very exciting diving, and you're on one deck of the ship, and like two decks up, there's a diving platform, and then way up in the air, there are some super high dive platforms, and you had activity going on from all of those into the pool at different times. They had a trampoline that came out, and they were doing jumps from the trampoline up two decks higher to the diving platforms and back in. The actual platform of the pool, the mechanism of the pool is very interesting because it looks like just a stage at first. You've got a blue hard surface.
Yeah, it almost looks like AstroTurf, right?
And it's sort of or something.
Carpety feeling to it, yeah.
It looks like that. And then it sinks to make the pool. So sometimes it's a surface they can dance on and splash on, and then all of a sudden you have high divers jumping in where there was a floor a moment ago. But it was lots of music, lots of different skits, if you will, in the middle. There were some strongman skits and mermaid skits. And
one of the things about this show, because the theater is so large, you don't need reservations for this show. And some of the other stuff takes place in the smaller theaters, and you might not get in if you don't have a reservation. This is one of those shows where there's so much theater seating and places to stand and watch so that you can go anytime you want. I don't know if there's a second show like this. It's not that same show. There's a second show in the Aqua Theater that's more about just the diving.
And so they bill that as a comedy show. Comedy diving.
There you
I didn't go see that.
Nothing funnier than diving.
And I did see that there were several shows of this. I don't, maybe four or five. So there were
same thing with Cats. I think there were four times Cats was playing on the ship. So, yeah, there's opportunities to see this show. You don't have to worry about, oh, Tuesday night's the only night I'm going to see it. There's other opportunities as well. This, to me, this felt more like family entertainment. This felt like kids would enjoy it.
Yes.
And everybody would enjoy it. I don't know if kids would enjoy Cats.
I would think kids would get bored at Cats. The Aqua Show, there was enough activity and excitement that I think it held everyone's attention to the very end.
Cool. And what else? You saw one more show, I believe.
Last night I saw Come Fly With Me, which is their other stage show. And I think the cast is probably the same cast that does Cats.
Oh, okay.
But without their cat costume, so I can't be real sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it was more of a typical cruise ship musical show. There were some very good aerial numbers in it. Lots of, it's called Come Fly With Me, and they fly a lot. There's sort of an airplane and aerialist theme to the show. So some of the performers come from the ceiling and swing down on inside zip lines.
Part of what I think is when I see the advertisement for this, it looks like this is also a throwback. This is a Frank Sinatra. It's a reference to the Frank Sinatra song, but they are all sort of in that, wearing those costumes. Is that the theme of it? Sort of a 50s, 60s?
I would say sort of a 50s, 60s theme. Not a real strong theme, but in their the big number, the guys are wearing bowler hats and carrying briefcases and going to work. It looks like a lot of 50s movies.
But it's more about the play on words is the fact that people are flying around above the stage. That's more of it than the
for most
the
of
Fly
it.
With Me. Okay.
And then they throw a couple of numbers in there that didn't seem to fit that theme. But it felt more like a typical cruise line entertainment, kind of some stuff slapped together.
By
some
that you mean not as high quality.
Not as high quality.
Yeah, typical cruise line entertainment where you think, okay, this is all right, but not.
And there were some very bright spots in it, and then some that I could have snoozed through. There was one couple that did the thing where they climb on the silks, an aerialist couple that were just breathtaking because you knew somebody was going to crash to the floor and die.
Right.
They did some amazing tricks. That was probably the highlight of the show for me.
Right, cool.
So that was good.
Excellent. I know you didn't see the ice show on this ship. Didn't get a chance to see it, but you've seen ice show on other ships. We've seen it as well. What'd you think of that?
Right. I was on Liberty of the Seas 2 weeks ago, and I saw their ice show. And again, I was shocked and blown away by the quality of the skaters and the talent they had. Again, they had a lot of Olympians, a lot of people with a lot of different kinds of awards.
And those aren't just, you might think, oh, there's just going to be people skating around like the Olympics and they're going to do twists and turns and stuff. There's usually some kind of story. There's usually some kind of costume. What was it on the Freedom?
On the Liberty.
On the Liberty,
It was about movies and entertainment, and so they brought a lot of... it started with Norma Desmond and Sunset Boulevard and her whole costume, and they did a Vegas part where they did Elvis and Showgirls, and it was very flashy. It was beautiful. The talent, again, was incredible. Some of the moves are the things that you see on the Olympics that everybody gasps at. It was very, very well. It was done so well, I saw it twice.
Oh, wow, okay. We saw one year that was, I think it was like a circus theme. I think it was a carnival theme. And it was very impressive. I mean, again, in addition to the skating abilities, there was people doing other things like juggling and stuff. And there was one girl who had, I think she had 1,000 hula hoops. And she had them on her arms, and she had them on her legs, and they had them around her entire body. But they would go in all different directions while she skated. I was fascinated by that. So I think I think they go out and they find people and they say, okay, what can you do? Let's build this around you to see what your talent is.
I think that's a great way to hire people and a great way to cast them.
Well, I'm really glad you had a chance to go and see shows, because, again, we wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. That's just not what we like to do on a cruise. Did you think that you wasted your time? Did you think you could have done other things, or did you really enjoy going to the shows?
I really enjoyed all of these shows. The Come Fly With Me, again, was one that wasn't that great. I don't feel like it was a waste of time. It was still entertaining, and I'm glad I saw it.
Right.
All of the other shows are shows that I would have sought out.
Oh, wow, okay.
And enjoyed. Even Cats, even though I was on the story, the quality of it was very entertaining.
Sounds to me like you were most impressed with this guest entertainer, the gentleman who sang, did the Rat Pack show. It sounded to me like you really enjoyed him the most, maybe because he was the biggest surprise for you.
It was a surprise. I went in with no expectations, and he was very entertaining. It was a fun audience. He engaged us and sent us off happy. It was what you would want in a nighttime show.
That's cool. In addition to these shows, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. There's comedy shows. There's different acts throughout the ship. You might find a jazz quartet in Jazz on 4, which is one of the nightclubs downstairs. You might find a singer and a trio somewhere doing something. So there's always a lot of entertainment. It really just depends on what you want to do on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was no entertainment in the casino.
They took my money in the casino very quickly, so these shows were a much better way to spend my time.
Use of your time than that. Excellent. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
For sharing that with us. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week. We hope you have a great vacation, because we certainly are. Bye.
Bye.